The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, that was almost extremely interesting because the puppy had the headphones, not us. So,
yeah, I stepped out for a second and laid the headphones on the recliner and took the dog out. The dog came in and apparently grabbed my headphones and microphone.
It took off across the room. Chris heard me yell in his ear. Sorry about that, Chris.
It's all right.
We almost had a equipment casualty there.
So. And that little filter spit thingy, whatever you call that.
The windscreen?
Yeah, the windscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
pee popper.
Little pee popper breaker, whatever it's called, so you don't pop your P's and your B's and your T's.
And it's a sibilance killer, you know, with the S's.
Yes. Oh, yes, if somebody drags out their S's. Yep. So anyway,
we almost had to do all that here because we wouldn't have one on Alan's mic at that moment.
Right. Well, hey, you know what? It's real radio, and you know we.
You're in our home.
Well, yeah, you are. You're right here with us in our home. So.
And as a result, we're in their home, in their car, on
exactly.
their phone. We're everywhere.
Yes, we are.
World Wide Web.
Worldwide is a key word.
That's right.
We still get. Calls and emails from people all over the country and all over the world, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a gentleman, what is that? Every once in a while, the caller from, was it New Zealand?
New Zealand.
I would love to hear from him again and how things are going.
Yep. And do you know we have callers or listeners in the Middle East? And it brings up a point that the people in Dubai do not like the Flintstones. Did you know that, Chris?
No.
And I'm here we go again.
Yep. But, well, they don't. But the people in Abu Dhabi do.
Oh, you got me on that one.
Gotcha.
You didn't hear that. He'd said that one before.
Robin blows it because she goes, here we go again.
if he tells a joke during the time that we give away the muzzle loaders, I don't have time to really. I do listen, but not.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. So you get to hear it again. I'm happy.
Yeah, but you don't have to reveal it every time I tell a joke.
I didn't say what the answer was.
No, you didn't. But here we go again.
Well, what can I say?
Nothing.
I only hear it 95 times during the week, let alone. And when it gets a good one,
isn't that one of the wives used to say on a regular basis was, here we go again.
Here we go again.
Yeah. And I can't remember which one did. Now, all of a sudden, I'm drawing the blank on the female, the wives. Oh, Betty and...
Wilma.
Thank you. I think Wilma used to say that a lot.
She did. It wasn't Betty. Betty was easygoing.
Perhaps.
It would have been Wilma, the sarcastic one.
Anyway, the number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to join this inane conversation...
Stimulating.
Yeah. Oh, well, what's that? The ASG... What is that?
Well, it's more stimulating than occasional cortex.
ASRM, ARMS.
Yeah, whatever you said last hour. So we want to send that thrill up your spine. So we got an email from Donna out in Western Maryland. She wants to know, is it time for bears to come out of hibernation? Just checking. And so she goes by Dawn in Deep Creek. And the answer is yes. I'm seeing people that are... out and having having fun and actually having bear sightings right now. So it is time. It is time.
And it's funny you should mention that because overnight during the news, there was a young man that was convicted of taking cubs from a den, and they raised them, and then all of a sudden they realized the bears were just too much to handle, and they turned them over to a rescue facility, and as a result, he's facing charges. And
is that in Maryland somewhere?
No, I can't remember where it was, but it was on the news overnight. And,
I got it.
As a result, he's facing a very stiff penalty, and fortunately, the cubs were not tamed to the point that they needed super amounts of rehabilitation. I think it was sometime later this month, or they said in the spring that they're going to release him back into the wild.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. A lot of times that ends badly for the cubs or for the animal, you know.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
Now we have Glenn on the phone.
Why don't you speak to Glenn?
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Rob and Dad. How you all?
Doing good.
Glenn.
How are you?
You doing?
Okay, I guess.
No, I wasn't making that noise at you. I just had an ant on me. I guess it was from Fran's ant farm.
You had an ant on you?
Yes.
Did you have an uncle?
No, just an ant.
Okay. How are things in Chestertown, Glenn?
Okay, I guess that's normal stuff.
Normal? Yeah, you got a lot of water laying around.
I haven't been out around too much, but there's some places there is.
Yeah. Sandy soil here. I mean, we get a yard full when it rains like that, and then you know, overnight or next day it's gone, it's soaked in. But you know, it's as I drove around on St. Patrick's Day, that was Thursday, it was just incredibly wet everywhere and flooded fields and the whole deal. I mean, I was down in southern Maryland, St. Mary's County, Charles County, Prince George's County, Calvert County, and man, oh man, a lot of rain. It was one of those days when you just didn't want to be out, and I was out in it.
It won't be that way today because I was wrong about the weather.
Really?
Yes, I was.
You were
wrong. Once in your life.
I'll say that. Hey, Chris.
Yes,
sir.
You want
to mark that on the calendar that Robin was wrong today?
And she openly admitted it.
Oh, I admit when I'm wrong. It just doesn't happen very often.
Well, this is the first time you've admitted that on the air.
That's because it's the first time on the air it's ever happened.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Wow. It's getting deep.
That bear thing was in Cisco, Uo County, California.
Okay, California.
Cisco, California.
Okay.
Okay. Don't take any bears out of dens, Glenn.
No.
I don't think there's any bears anyway.
I'm definitely not going to try to take them out of the den, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't think there's too many in Kent County. I mean, every now and then one travels through, but I don't believe there's any denning bears in Kent County. Yeah, maybe someday there will be, though. I mean, they keep encroaching eastward. You know, they keep coming east, so it's fine. I personally love seeing it, you know. So.
Other than snow goose and coyote, blackbirds, and I guess anything's left in hunting season, of course. Turkey coming up, but...
Yep, turkey coming up.
Not for a while. It's not for a while.
It's
about a month.
Yeah, about a month. Yep, I think it's the 18th, which is a Monday. So, yep, that is true. The turkey season is coming soon. I haven't seen a lot of birds out. I've seen a few here and there, but I haven't seen a lot just yet. You know, people think, well, you know, I saw a lot of birds back in deer season in such a place, but... Turkeys travel. I mean, they don't breed the same places that you see them in the winter. So, you know, you got to locate them right then, you know, during the season. So, but we'll give it a try this week or this year. I called my turkey hunting buddy up in Washington County the other day. He hasn't called me back yet, but that's not unusual. So, we'll see if we can get out anywhere here on the shore. Might take a trip. You're going away that week, aren't you?
What, Turkey Week?
Yeah.
What week's Turkey Week?
The week you're away.
I guess I'm going away for Turkey Week.
I guess you're going away. So.
Shoot, that's the only time you ever leave. I get time to myself here. Maybe I won't go away.
You'll have fun.
I'm going to meet my great nephew for the first time.
Yes, you are. Good for you.
And I'm excited.
Yep, and you'll be gone for a while, which is good.
Can't you tell we've been married long enough now?
You need to break. You need to get away. You need to get out of this house.
You're not kidding.
So, anyway, well, Glenn, listen, the water's going to be good. You should get out there and do a little fishing and at least go for a walk around the house or go do something.
Oh yeah, I'd be take a little walk or something. Anyway.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm going to try. I thought I was going out this morning, but Alan's going to have to do that trip by himself. And then...
What's that?
To the Amish market.
Oh, I'm going to do it myself.
Only because it'll take me too long, and we got to get that in the crock pot.
It'll take you too long if you go to the Amish
market? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. That's...
I'm very marketable. I admit it.
Yes, you do, which is a good thing, so... All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call, Glenn. Nice checking in. Nice to hear you checking in, buddy.
Glenn, take it easy.
All right.
You all take care and God bless you all.
You also. Be careful.
See ya.
Thanks.
There he goes. All right. Well, Clyde Sport Shop is ready for fishing season. They just came through their big 10-day fishing tackle sale, and I hope everybody got their line spooled on, and now you're ready to go. Get out there and catch some trout and some perch and some, you know, whatever you're out there for. There's a... People fish throughout the winter here in Maryland when they have a nice day. And I wish I could get motivated to do that, you know, to get out there in the winter and catch some pickerel. I mean, right here on the Eastern Shore, I mean, I've got all the rivers and tidal areas to go, and I just have to make myself go fish. You know what I mean? I just have to make myself do it. I mean, I look forward to my fishing trips every year. And, you know, I love to go for smallmouth bass. I love to go for hickory shad. I love to get out there and do it. And I just haven't had the opportunity. I'm going to learn where to catch a snakehead. I am going to learn where to catch a snakehead this year. What do you think, Rob?
I would like to.
All right. That sounds good to me. So, anyway, let's talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. They have everything you need for fishing. They've got the rods and the reels and the bait and the tackle. They've got live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing license and rod repairs and every type of terminal tackle for every type of fish in Maryland. For rockfish, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes. They've got all the crabbing supplies, too, the pots and the baskets and the nets and the trot lines. And the thing that Clyde's carries is things that you don't see a lot of places. They've been a Shakespeare dealer forever. Shakespeare is the owners of the Ugly Stick. And Pfluger fishing rods and reels used to be top-of-the-line stuff, still are. But they just have been supplanted by these other brands, and you need to take a look at those Pfluger rods and reels, and especially the St. Croix rods. St. Croix rods, if you want to upgrade your fishing rods, take a look at the St. Croix rods. You will be glad you did. They've got everything from ultralight to ultra-heavy. So why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, that phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Been around since 1957. Clydesports.com is the website. Two S's in the middle, you know? Hey, winter is gone. Let's hope. I mean, the groundhog has outlived his usefulness now. 6 weeks is up. So let's think about dressing up that backyard. Take a look out there. Nothing's started to really get green yet. I mean, a little bit of stuff starting to bud. But where are you going to put that new picnic table? Where are you going to put the grill on the deck? Where are you going to put the Adirondack chairs? Where are you going to put the fire ring? Well, there's a giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly, and outdoor patio furniture at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. That's your go-to place for making backyards fun. You can see a lot of Adirondack chairs. I think they have 300 in stock, even size for the kids, too. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. And our little dog's helping with the commercial.
I'm sorry.
Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, and ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Now, keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great at Backyard Billy's, no question about it. You know, the Maryland Sportsman coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 26th, 27th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. If you love the outdoors, you want to attend that one. The hours are 9 to 6 Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. The Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors, and if you'd like to exhibit your products or services, contact the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, catch a trout, pick a taxidermist, join a group, book a trip. Guns and ammo, the trout pond for the kids, archery, guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy apparel, boats and campers, kayaks and canoes, ATVs, and clubs and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26th, 27th. For more, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. .com. We'll whisper it. How about that? We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco.
Hippies
do.
In San Francisco, man, that kind of dates that song, doesn't it? Yep. What year was, any idea what year that was, Chris?
No, I could easily find out. I want to say it was like the late 60s.
Yeah, mid to late 60s.
Yeah, I can remember hearing it when I was growing up.
Yep, good question.
Since back then, the streets were probably clean.
Probably. Probably. Yeah, full of hippies, but the streets were clean.
Yep. Yeah. The good old days.
Good old days, that's for sure. So, anyway, we had the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. Bucks, bears, stags was there measured. I guess we measured 8 or 10 deer, maybe a few more during the course of the show. And some really nice ones. And guess who showed up? Chris Klaproth showed up. That would be you. Yeah. And had some of that great food from Martin's West and enjoyed himself and got to see what we do as far as the deer measuring is concerned. And I hope you were able to put a few tickets in. I don't know if you won any lottery tickets or, I mean, any
No, I didn't get a chance to do that. Between the food and, like I said, I have never, ever seen how a rack is measured. So I was fascinated by that, how that whole process was done.
Yeah,
because I'm thinking, how can you measure something like that? And after seeing it, it's like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think Bob Newton was measuring one of the deer for one of the guys that put it in the record book. And, it worked out nice. I mean, you measure the length of the beams, you measure the diameter to bases in two other places, you measure the length of the tines, you measure, it's a whole formula. And it's been, over 100 years done. And then, of course, there are deductions for odd points or what do they call abnormal points. There are side-to-side deductions, for symmetry. In other words, if the brow tine on one side is an inch longer than the brow tine on the other side, then they got to make symmetry adjustments for that. So I mean it's quite a training period that you've got to go through to be to be certified or to be a official measurer for Boone and Crockett Club or Pope and Young Club. And we're blessed to have most of the official measures on our team for Bucks, Bears, Stags. And when I say official measures, I'm talking about the national guys that were certified, out of state to measure any big game animal. It's not just, they don't just measure deer. They measure moose and they measure caribou, and they have to know how to measure elk and pronghorn antelope and black bears and grizzly bears and mule deer and, all the North American big game. It's not just white-tailed deer. Of course, we have the three species here. We have the white-tailed deer, the black bear, and we have the sika deer stags. Sika deer, believe it or not, do not have a place in the national records. Some do in the Safari Club International records, but there's only a couple places in the country where we have herds of sika deer. One's in Texas, and they're considered an exotic there. Here, they're, for some reason, an invasive species, just like snakeheads and everything else that have become acclimated to the climate. But sika deer have been here over 100 years, and we are especially fortunate to have them here in Maryland. And bucks, bears, stags, that's a large part of the of our records is the sika deer. So we've got some good ones coming to the show this coming weekend. We're hearing from people that have taken sika deer and white-tailed deer and black bears, and hopefully they'll be bringing them out to the show to be measured. And the way you measure a black bear skull is two measurements, simply length plus width, and it's measured in 1/16 of an inch. So that's how the records are determined, and we only require 16 inches combination to make the Maryland record book for black bears. For sika deer, it's only 50 inches, no matter what method is used to take the deer, whether it's a bow, a crossbow, a muzzleloader, or a firearm. Same way with white-tailed deer, there are different minimums for different methods of taking the animal. The method is the more difficult the method, the lower the minimum. Okay, so for white-tailed deer with a bow, it's 115 inches or 125 with non-typical. For a muzzleloader, it's 120 and 140. For a firearm, for a crossbow, it's 120, 140. For a firearm, it's 140 and 160 for typical and non-typical. Because, you could see a big deer, out in the field 200 yards away and take it with a firearm. Whereas, the closer it is and the more difficult it is, like with a muzzleloader or crossbow or a bow, the minimums are lowered. And all that's on our website. All that's on the Bucks, Bears, Stags website. It's in the record book. So, these are not arbitrary scores that, we created. These are measurements that have been in play in Maryland for many, many years, at least 30 years. And so, so that we would have consistency, we kept with the minimum scores from the previous scoring program here. So that's what that is.
But if you're just tuning in and you've never seen this process, I mean, I have never seen it before because I'm a newbie.
Yeah.
It was fascinating to see how the person put, basically it looked like painter's tape on various parts of the rack, and there was like a little tube, for lack of a better term, and on that tube there were alligator clips.
Cable. So it's a solid steel cable.
It's a solid, okay. And then they put the tip of one point down on another one, and then they slide this other tip to the next tape, piece of tape, and right. then they measure the distance. And then I didn't get a chance to take a look at the paper that he was writing down on to see okay. exactly what was going on. But I just thought the whole process was very fascinating.
All right, when you say painter's tape or masking tape, what they do is they put a piece of tape on and measure to where the beam or where the point comes off the main beam. Okay, so they put a pencil mark there so they can get an actual measurement of the full length of that antler point, whatever that might be. The points are given numbers, and the circumferences are D's, I think, and the points are G's, if I remember right. But the G1s are what we call the brow tines, and then the G2s are the next point up on the rack from the head, and then G3, G4, and so forth. And then abnormal points are points that are points off of points or odd points off of the rack or something like that, and they have their own measurements. But the diameter, you saw the big rack that was laying on the table, that big non-typical giant thing.
Yes,
that was there.
Yes, that was humongous.
Yes, that's the number 5 non-typical deer in Maryland. It's, I can't remember the dimensions, 237 with a net, or gross with a net of 225 or something like that. But that deer has the largest bases up until 2 years ago ever measured on a white-tailed deer. 10 inches in diameter are the bases of those two antlers. It was beat on one side by a deer from Iowa and only by 2/8 of an inch, 1/4 of an inch diameter. So we are world class as far as white-tailed deer here in Maryland. That deer is just tremendous. There's also a deer out there that we cannot find that left the state, and it's called the Saunders buck. Sometimes they refer to it as the Beanfield buck, a deer that was found, I believe, in Prince George's County, found dead, that actually has the longest main beams ever measured on a white-tailed deer. So we have those two distinctions here in Maryland, which means our deer herd here and some of our deer genetics and some of our deer in Maryland are indeed world-class animals, rivaling anything from the Midwest, you know, the big golden triangle out there in Illinois and Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, where the biggest whitetails roam. There are more bigger deer in the Midwest, but we have just as good of a quality of deer and genetics here that they have in the Midwest. The key is to let them grow. The key is to let them mature, you know, until they're harvested and get past the prime breeding age and, you know, begin that 5.5, 6.5-year-old descent after the prime breeding in 2.5, 3.5, 4.5 years has passed. So that's, you know, it's sometimes called quality deer management, but it's, you know, it's what it takes to get those big animals to grow, you know. Just let them grow because the deer antlers get bigger every year, you know. There you go, Chris. I think he's answering a phone call.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, we're good.
We're good?
We got Lee on the line.
Lee, okay. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, fascinating to hear you talk about measuring. I had Augie Gray measure a couple deer back in the day.
Yeah.
But quite a process watching these guys do that.
Indeed.
I called up just to give an update. There's a pretty good bite going on up in the Susquehanna River for multiple species. My kids went out in all that snow and that blizzard last weekend.
Wow.
And they're diehard. They didn't get out in the boat. They fished from the shore. But of course, my daughter sends me a picture of her catching a smallmouth bass.
Right.
And then a little while later, my son has a walleye.
Right.
Of about 4 or 5 pounds.
Nice.
And then shortly thereafter, he sends me another picture of him holding a pure muskie.
Really? In the Susquehanna.
In the Susquehanna. These fish, Alan, take the torture of coming through Safe Harbor and Conowingo Dam from Stockton, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Tiger muskies and pure. And they're quite a fishery up in Pennsylvania, but they do get down through these two dams and end up in the lower Susquehanna.
Right.
He caught a pure muskie up there at the mouth of the Octoroar.
What's how? What size was it?
Released it.
What size was it?
Well, it wasn't too big. 32 inch. Big enough.
That's a legal fish, I think, isn't it? That's interesting.
He caught it on a jig. It's called a Ned rig, and
right.
That was something he uses for smallmouth. But the boy catches. I don't think it matters what he throws in the water. These two catch fish.
Yep.
So get this. Cool. We go out yesterday. We're up there, me and a friend, trying for walleye and whatnot. Well, a friend of mine, 2 days ago, catches a 10-pound walleye, 28 inches.
Woo.
I said to him, dude, you probably had the potential tidal water state record because they don't have a listing for, they have it for fresh water, but the Low Conowingo Dam is considered tidal water.
That's right, yep.
And he, being the good-natured person he was, it was full of eggs, and he let it go.
Sure.
I said, you know, I'm not sure if there is a tidal water, but we looked into it, and apparently there isn't. But there should be a category for tidal water walleye.
Yeah, we'll have to give Eric Z a call on that one, find out what's going on.
I don't know. I think he looked into it, but regardless, he let the fish go. I mean, he could probably enter it as a catch or release catch, but
sure.
Quite a fishery going on right now. I mean, they're catching. I know you're not a participant, but the catch and release rockfish is pretty good right now. And another thing that's interesting: these guys were catching these huge. I think I called you a couple of weeks ago about that. It was a blue cat and flathead of the Avasis species. I said the white catfish. I was wrong with that.
Yeah, blue cat. Yeah, blue cat and right. And the flathead. Yep, that's right.
Alan, out of these things are eating machines.
No question.
These blue cats. And these fellows at the boat ramp at Lapinum had a huge cooler full of blue cats. It was kind of good to see.
Yep.
See them being taken out.
That's true.
And they were raving over how good they taste. So they
they're not bad. I've had them. Yep, no question.
Yeah. Well, they had a whole big cooler full of them, and it was good to see. Recreational guys catching them because. I don't know if the commercial end is I see them up there fishing. I didn't notice any floats. I'm assuming they're not fooling with them right now. But
yeah, well they do have a commercial fishery on those blue catfishers. No question.
Oh, they
about
do.
It.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and I
hundreds of thousands of pounds, Lee. I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
There's quite a market for them.
Yes, there is. So
there's quite a market, but it was just a pleasure to see. You know, fishermen taking them out of there because I've caught them up in the river, and
sure.
I always wonder how much smaller game fish and whatnot they eat.
Oh, it's tremendous. They do eat a lot of game fish. There's no question.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Lee, we have to let you go, buddy. Thanks for the updated fishing report. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Alan.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Fishing season is here, and crabbing is right around the corner. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater, the selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is amazing. Rods and reels from the top brands are here, and artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, and rockfish line the walls. And there's live bait and ice, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is your local crabbing headquarters. They stock crab traps and trot lines and nets and bait bags and steamers and crab seasoning and so much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Now on the hunting side, they have a fine selection of guns from Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthew and Hoyt bows and crossbows and all the accessories. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreation, commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing, too. The 12th annual open house is Saturday, April 9th, 9 to 4 p.m., with seminars and Q&A sessions with some great speakers as well. Complimentary barbecue and sodas while supplies last. For more information, Call 410-956-0300. Visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. That's for sure. Hey, you know, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tire and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck. That's any maker model. They've got the tires. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride, Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride, Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride, a sword and a pistol by his side, He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door,
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar, Then Miss Mousy let him in,
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousy let him in, Then Miss Mousy let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, He took Miss Mousy right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousy, would you marry me, Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says, I
don't know about that, but believe to my soul, you have to ask an old rat,
The old rat laughed.
All right, we're back. Hi, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Oh, well, Robin's mad at me because the dog was yelling, and I gave up on the commercial, and so she took the dog out, and that was very nice of her, and was going to stay out there and not finish the show, and I had to encourage her to come on in and finish the show because her fans are waiting for her to come back in.
You might have wanted to leave me out there.
A little frustrating, huh?
I got no comment. Plead a fifth.
Do we have anybody on the line, Chris?
No, we don't.
No, all lines are open. Wow, how about that? Well, I've got a puppy chewing on my two fingers right now, and she's—I guess she's teething or whatever—and it is just a very difficult time with a puppy right now. So we're just—we're making the best of a bad situation. But I do enjoy your—I did enjoy your comment during the break, Chris. Robin. Chris suggests we put her out in the other crate during the show, you know, in the bedroom, so she's not here, mm-hmm. Which would be your suggestion, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because all she wants to do is just play with you guys and see
you. That's right.
And she can't get to you, and that just breaks her heart, so she's crying and letting you know.
That's right. That's right.
She could be out during the show if she didn't try to eat the machinery.
That's true, too. Too many wires.
Yeah, too many temptations between your fingers and the wires and that beautiful piece of equipment. She's like, "Oh, I want to chew on it."
She wants to chew on the wires. So, yeah, we can't have that either.
No, no. Yeah. Well, we do have open lines. Number
WCBM 680 410-922-6680. How's that? I know.
That'll get you. It's a late night for me.
It's 922-6680.
It's one of those days, Chris.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
we're starting out with a little frustration here. But that's okay. That's okay. We had a good fishing report from Lee, and, you know, turkey season's coming up.
And I'll be in Florida.
And Robin will be away. And
everybody will be very happy.
And I've got the puppy. So, but she's going to start riding with me pretty soon, so on my trips and... Of course, all the scripts just hit the floor.
She's going to go. She's got to get set up for her first grooming thing. Will be next week sometime.
Yes, it will.
I just watched a video on how to groom doodles.
You did?
Yep.
And how do you do that?
Diligently, because they get matted really easy.
Yeah. Shave them down.
Well, nah, you don't have to shave them.
We're not going
to
shave her.
I know. If you do your due diligence, if you don't,
right,
they have an undercoat that gets matted very easily.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, anybody, because they got the poodle coat.
Anybody that has experience with the poodles will be, you know, so that'd be good.
Of course, I say shave it down with everything that's got hair. You know, I'm envious. I don't have any.
I understand.
Yep.
So. Hey, I used to love when they shaved my Shih Tzus down. They look cuter too. Look like little teddy bears.
Yep.
Bald teddy bears.
Yeah.
Especially
we've done that here a couple times with the Shih Tzus, but we're not any good at it.
Yeah, but I mean, when it gets really hot outside, you have to wonder how's this dog coping with the heat, because it's got a heavy coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can only pant so hard.
That's true.
You are right.
That's true. Got to keep them cool, give them plenty of water. That's for sure.
And that is their cooling system, their panting system.
Well, Chris, the dog does have good taste. It's chewing up the PETA story.
It really is.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was answering the phone. We've got Clay on the line.
Okay. We have our puppy has good taste. She's chewing up the PETA story.
Yeah.
Shredding it.
She is. This is what I think of PETA.
Yeah. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning. People eating tasty animals.
Exactly.
Hey, you guys were talking earlier about the weather down on the eastern shore there. And
yeah.
My mom always said she grew up in Hurlock, down near you.
Yep.
My mom always said that the sun always shines on a good old eastern shore.
That's true.
And I live by that.
Yep.
That's it does. True. I love this place. I, If it wasn't in Maryland, I'd live here for the rest of my life.
There you go.
That's a hell of a note.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
all right. Have a good week, y'all.
All right, Clay.
You have a super one, Clay.
Thanks, buddy.
You too. Thanks.
Bye, bye. We had a lady that did some cleaning when my dad was a nursing home superintendent. We had a lady who did some cleaning and kept an eye on me from time to time. And her name was what was her name? I can't remember. She would always say, "The sun always shines on a Saturday, so the orphans can dry their clothes." Robin, she's chewing the cable.
No, she's not. She's got something else.
Okay. Well, I just saw the cable.
Okay, we got to do break three. Go ahead.
Got to do break three? Let's do break three, and we'll rescue the Ethernet. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we had one. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Village did the installation, and you know what? They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Village carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing, though. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert, especially in this day and age. There are plenty in stock right now, so you might want to act. Act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready next winter for the cold weather. Visit BackyardVillage.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at your fireplace. You know, I was thinking, you know, that if you have one of these gas fireplace inserts, you can crank it up for 20 minutes on a chilly morning, get the chill off the room and go from there, and then you don't have to build a fire or anything else. It's done. You know, mm-hmm. And you start your day. Hey, if you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26, 27. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. The Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. If you'd like to exhibit your products or services, contact the show through their website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, catch a trout, join a group, book a trip. Guns and ammo, trout pond for the kids, archery, guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks, canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, March 26, 27. For more information, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it's been a good show. I'm sorry that we had to entertain you with taking care of our puppy this morning. We'll have things worked out by next week. Now, everybody, get out, stay safe, have a great day, and enjoy your animals. They really are worth it. They might drive you nuts, but they're worth it.